Your sacred space is more than a corner of your home. It's a reflection of your inner world. It holds what you've released, what you're healing, and what you're finally ready to become. Every item you place, every candle you light, every breath you take within that space whispers a different kind of magic: grounding, clarity, protection, and awakening. In today's Mystical Minds, we're exploring how to create a sacred space that doesn't just look magical, but feels alive. A place where your energy settles, your intuition rises, and your spirit remembers itself. Because when you build a space that supports your soul, your life stops feeling chaotic and starts feeling connected. Welcome to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic and energy worker or soul connection specialist and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. Well, hello. We are still heading through this Mercury retrograde. It doesn't go direct until November 29th. So remember, during a Mercury retrograde is the re phase. So you relook, recount, rethink, review. It's a re time during Mercury retrograde. Starting something new during this time, you'll probably run into a lot of roadblocks and it won't turn out exactly how you wanted it to. I also want to remind you that new in Love Notes, and Love Notes is my Friday night live show on TikTok. We talk about love. I mean, who doesn't like that, right? But I've added a section for soulful connections. And in that section, there is a deep reflection where I can share a story, an exercise, or some sort of energetic tool that helps you strengthen the connection between soulmates, twin flame, or your own inner frequency. And love meets energy, intimacy meets intuition, and the soul meets, well, a story. So if you ever wanted to explore how psychic bonds and emotional chemistries intertwine, you'll love the new edition. Tune in to the next episode of Love Notes this Friday, the 21st, from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on TikTok to experience it yourself. And moving forward, we're going to do Card of the Week. It doesn't matter if you're listening to this Card of the Week today or 5 years from now. This card is for you for the week. And the deck I'm using is Guides of the Hidden Realms Oracle by Colette Baron Reed. So let's see what this week brings us. I'm telling you, November's been an iffy month, hasn't it? Oh, I don't know whether to jump up and down with joy or hide. It's kind of been going back and forth quite a bit lately. All right, so let's see what kind of card we have for this week. All right. Done shuffling, and let us pick something, shall we? All right, this one is it. Oh, this week it's love and partnership. So this will be about collaboration, intimacy, and power dynamics in your love relationships and your partnerships. So this can be a romantic love. It can be love as in a family member, a best friend, maybe a coworker with the partnership part. But it's any type of connection you have. You will be able to step forth and maybe do some sort of collaboration with them. Maybe something new will spring forth for the collaboration. And intimacy, where it may be physical intimacy, it could be emotional intimacy or spiritual intimacy. And then power dynamics. There's a kind of give and take here with the power dynamics for everybody. It's like somebody wants to be in charge and somebody really wants to hold on to that charge, right? So there is a dynamic of back and forth about who is going to lead the relationship. And I'm going to tell you something. Seeing that I've been talking to and helping relationships for about 20 years now, when you have the power dynamics and the give and take like that, but really not the give and take, what am I saying? The power struggle about who is going to like rule the partnership, nobody wins. Nobody wins. Because the person who usually pulls out the power dynamics is always, the winner. I'm doing it in quotes, the winner, and the other person in quotes, the loser. And nobody likes to lose every time. Okay. And when someone doesn't feel that they're valued, they start to lose confidence in themselves. They start to pull away from the partnership. So when it comes to power dynamics, find a happy medium. Relationships, whether it's personal or professional, is all about negotiation. Find a happy middle where you both get something, but not everything. Just a little tidbit here from someone who's been helping to save relationships for over 20 years. All right, love and partnership is the card of the week. Now, let's go forth to the mystical item of the week, and this is kind of fun. Because remember, November, we're talking about magic, ritual, and sacred practices, about building your spiritual lifestyle your way. And today, the main topic is all about sacred space at home, creating your everyday altar. So the mystical item of the week this week is the mini altar kit. And I, again, every time I mention one of these, I'm like, man, I got to create that and sell it because I have all these things. So inside this week's tool, what would be good for a mini altar kit would be a selenite wand because it clears energy and raises vibration. A mini tea light candle. You've got fire there, right? Represents fire, transformation, ignition. Lavender or mugwort, a little pinch of that for intuition and protection. And maybe an intuitively chosen crystal, which would match your current frequency. The mini altar kit exists to remove excuses. You always have a sacred space available for bedside grounding, desk protection, meditation focus, travel rituals, and daily intention setting. Tools don't create the magic on their own. Their energy helps to focus your energy. You are the power source behind any type of altar, spell, magical intention, whatever it may be. You are the power source. Okay? Always remember that. Now, in being the power source, where the power comes from, quite honestly, is not only your energy body, but your mind, the way you think. If you're doing something and you're like, man, this is bullshit, it ain't ever going to work. Well, guess what? It ain't ever going to work. Okay. But if you put faith and trust and positive into it, it may take a little bit because things are not instant. We're not in the Harry Potter world or Charmed, although God, I wish we were sometimes. It can take a little bit of time. All right, but as soon as you put some sort of positive energy out there with the belief, the faith that things will work out for your highest good, it goes out and the universe starts to do its work. Okay, so let's go on to the next part, and I'm going to talk about what makes a space sacred. So a sacred space is not defined by the size of it, Anastasia's was coming to my mind. Aesthetic is the word I'm looking for. Or your budget, really. It is defined by your intention and your consistency. Your altar becomes a sacred space because you, assign meaning to each item, you dedicate it with a purpose, you return to it regularly, you pour energy into it through breath, presence, and emotion. And remember, magic is not a quick fix. It's focused energy transformed with intention. A sacred space magnifies this focus. So you could have on your altar candles for fire and transformation, stones for grounding, feathers for clarity, water or shells for intuition, a photo, a deity, or a symbolic object for spirit. If it feels true to your soul, it belongs on your altar. Okay, this is yours. Nobody else has an opinion. Now, if you are living somewhere where having an altar out will bring you more grief than anything else, okay, I have found that if you put it in a box and put the box under your bed or in your closet, you'll keep it safe. You'll keep the intentions in there. They will go out because everything's energy. So the intentions in the box will come out of the box and go into the universe. But you need to make sure you take it out and let it see the light of day every day. All right? But you can pack it down so that the only one who knows you have one is you. Just wanted to put that out there. So, an altar is a charging station. It holds the energy you repeatedly bring to it. Energy builds through repetition, meditation, spell work, breath, touch, and gratitude. To activate your altar, you can cleanse it, maybe wave the selenite wand over it. You can smudge it with some frankincense or some sage if you'd like. Sound, if you have a crystal bowl or one of the nice, there goes my brain. I'm going to call it metal bowls, but I think you know what I'm talking about. Singing bowl. That's what I'm looking for. Or maybe you have a little bell. All right. You can use that too to cleanse it. You can also use your imagination or visualization to cleanse all the energy out of there. And then you want to dedicate it. And put this in your own words, all right? I dedicate this space to clarity, protection, and connection. Okay, it's very simple and to the point. I dedicate this space to clarity, protection, and connection. And then light your candle because you want to activate it with fire. This tea light candle, it wakes up the frequency in there. And then you want to make sure you maintain it. You remove dust. If you have any plants there, you move them out once they start to die. You've got to refresh the energy. The stronger your focus, the stronger your magic. Your altar helps anchor that focus. Now, as I mentioned earlier, maybe about hiding the altar in case you're going to get grief, but not everyone has room for a full altar, okay? And that's okay. Magic doesn't require square footage. You've got portable options. You can have a travel altar, a tin with a candle, crystal, herb, and paper for intentions. You can have a digital altar, a phone folder of sacred images, affirmations, and meditations. We could have that out. You can light a candle and have your focus. You can have a nature altar, a stump, a stone, or a patch of earth with intentionally placed offerings. You can have the pocket altar, your mini altar kit in a pouch. See? Sacred space is created where intention and attention meet. Intention and attention. Attention. Intention and attention. Yes. Where they both intersect. Okay? Now your altar becomes a little microspace, I guess, microorganism of the universe where you balance the elements. So earth brings you stability. You can do stones, salt, or soil. Air brings clarity, feathers, incense, bells. Fire brings transformation, candles, or sunlight. Water brings in the intuition. You can do the moon water, which I think we talked about in last week's episode. Bowls or shells. And spirit, which is all about connection. symbols, the tarot, the deity images, whichever you'd like. If your life feels unbalanced, check your altar. It will reveal what needs support. Now, I did write a spell of the week. This spell of the week is going to be below in the show's notes underneath your soul work for the week, okay? I'm going to run through it, but it's impossible for you to memorize what I'm going to tell you. Unless you're like Sheldon and you have an idyllic memory, then that's something else. So these are the ways I've been writing spells, or you can call them magical intentions, whichever you like, for most of my life. Since I was in single digits, quite frankly. So first, I always like to put a purpose. The purpose of this spell is to activate your altar and charge it with grounding, clarity, protection, and intuitive connection. The best time to do this is in the evening, which is from sunset to midnight. The best day is a Monday with intuition and connection. The moon phase, it can be new or waxing, okay? Because during the wax, you've got energy building. The ingredients you need, you can have a candle for fire, selenite or some other type of cleansing stone for spirit and cleansing, the crystal of your choice, which brings the earth in, or maybe some soil, a small pinch of an herb for air, and a drop of moon water for the water. And if you don't have moon water, regular water will do. All right. You can actually, if you'd like, if you have a moonstone, mayhaps, put some water in a little glass dish and put the moonstone in the water. And there you go. So why'd I pick these? Because selenite raises vibration and opens your channel. Herbs amplify intention. Crystals hold memory. Fire transforms energy. And water seals emotional intent. So now we're in the middle part. Place all five items on your altar. Hold your crystal in your projective hand, which would be the hand you write with, and charge it by imagining your energy pouring into it. Now, there has been debate, God, for as long as I can remember, on whether or not you should charge crystals. Some of them are by the stance, yes, you should. Other ones are by the stance, no, you should never. Because the crystals have spirits in them, all right? The crystals are very much alive. Any type of crystal, any type of stone you get, it has its own vibration, it has its own spirit. So when we charge a stone, we're not forcing the stone to lose its spirit or to lose its vibration. We're only adding our vibration to its vibration. Okay, your energy is pouring into it. Your energy is not removing it. That's why, you know, I don't charge every crystal. All right, but this is your personal altar. That's why we're pouring your energy into the stone. Okay, but that's completely up to you because this is your altar. Next, you want to anoint the candle with the moon water by starting in the middle. You want to stroke up 9 times, start in the middle, stroke down 9 times, okay? Never move up and down in one continuous motion. No, 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 no. It scatters energy. Please trust me on this. Then if you have a little candle holder, put the candle in, light the candle, and then say this passage in the present tense. My altar awakens now. I call in clarity, safety, and truth. My home is sacred. My spirit is steady. My magic is alive. This space is aligned, protected, and empowered. Sit for 1 minute with your hands hovering over the altar. And imagine or visualize a soft white glow expanding from your hands outward into the altar. Okay, we're in the last part. This is where you say, this altar stands in light. The space holds my truth. My energy is protected, guided, and strong. Let the candle burn down for at least 9 minutes and then snuff it out. Never ever blow a candle out. Okay, when you blow a candle out, it scatters the energy. You can snuff it out by wetting your fingers and pinching it. You can put up maybe a cup over it, or if you, they make snuffers. That's what they're called. A little metal thing that you can put over the candle and it'll extinguish the flame because no oxygen's getting in. All right. If you have any herbs or wax remaining there, you can leave them there. Or if you put a little plant, if you have a little plant, this might be a nice idea. I didn't add this in here, but I just thought of it. If you have a little plant, put the herbs or the wax into the potted plant. And then keep the potted plant in your altar. But make sure you keep it healthy and alive. As soon as it starts to die, it's going to zap the energy that's in the altar. Oh, I just thought of that plant thing. That was a good idea. All right. So your soul work for the week. You can build or refresh your altar. Choose one spot in your home and convert it to a sacred space. You can add the five elements. Earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. You can perform the activation spell, which I have below in the show's notes. You can do a daily anchor. Each morning, place your hand over the altar and say, within this space, I am grounded, guided, and aligned. And you can also do a journal prompt. How does my energy shift when I sit at my altar? Something for you to think about, right? You know, when you create a sacred space, you create a sanctuary for your soul, a place where the universe knows where to find you, a doorway between your everyday life and your divine purpose. Your altar is not an object. It is a relationship. And the more you honor it, the more it will honor you. Next week, we bring the magic home with Rituals of Gratitude and Harvest Without the Guilt. It's a beautiful, gentle close to November's theme of magic, ritual, and sacred practice. And that's a wrap here on Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. Don't forget your soul work for the week, and you'll find it under resources for the episode, which is also where you find the card deck I used. All right. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. You can also book a private reading or soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. Until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.